You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. Bowtech Archery prides themselves on offering a bow for everyone. Whether you have a short draw length, a long draw length, pull 70 pounds or 40 pounds, you're a bow hunter or a target archer, they offer a bow that can be customized to fit your body type. On top of that, their deadlock technology allows you to fine-tune your arrow flight. Visit bowtecharchery.com and check out the SR350 and the CP28. Bowtech Archery, refuse to follow.
Hey, thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast, where you're going to hear a valuable hunting-based conversation that's tailored for us Southern folk. If you love what we do and would like to support Southern Ground Hunting, you can visit patreon.com/southernground hunting, or you can click on the link in the show notes below. We'd love for you to join the Southern Ground Hunting community today. Again, that's patreon.com/southernground hunting. You can also support us by leaving us a rating and review on iTunes. It helps more than you know, and we greatly appreciate it. And now, let's get to the show.
I don't think I've ever been up to New York City.
No, me either.
Yeah,
okay. I have it on a bucket list to like never go to New York City, yeah. Never go to California. If I can like go through life with doing that, I succeeded.
So it's nice to know for Southerners that Northerners don't even really like those places.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of all put y'all in like this culture just because you're from PA. It's like, oh, those people are different breed, man.
We do get it. I get it a lot when I go down south. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're from Pennsylvania. Oh, man.
Yeah. PA. PA guys.
Oh, that's funny.
What are you doing down here? Go back where you're
from. What are you doing?
Yeah, right?
What are you doing down there?
We have a good amount of listeners from PA, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of listeners in Michigan. So those like high pressure states, you know, like there's a lot of hunters. Deer densities may not be as high, so a lot of the stuff we talk about in the South really resonates with a PA guy pretty hard. Like we had you on, mm-hmm. come on, talk about. We've had you on Lou. Before, mm-hmm. Lane. So let's go around the room real quick. I'm recording, so
yeah.
We got Jake. You prefer Jake or Jacob?
Either one.
Yeah. We'll call you Jake. Johnny and Lane. Lane and Johnny, you both been on here?
Yeah.
Johnny, has you been it's on been once a while. Or twice?
I think just once, maybe.
You were on Local Legends series, though.
Well, I mean, you know.
Lane came on.
In my own mind.
I was like, hey, bro, does anybody know anybody that wants to be on the podcast?
Yep.
And he came. It was an excellent episode. But Jake, this is your first time.
Yeah.
Is this your first time being on a podcast? You've been on a podcast before?
A couple others.
Jake Belinda.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to show you off.
I mean, a lot of Jakes out there.
Belinda.
Yeah, Belinda. Mm-hmm. Not from State Farm, though.
But yeah. Jake that played professional baseball, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, back in the heyday. But not no more. Now it's a
deer hunter.
Deer hunter.
I think that's
better. He really skipped by it. Last night while we were talking.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, I'm going to play pro baseball. And I was like, wait a minute. Time out. You played pro baseball? Yeah, man. Started like, you kind of did a little spill. Like, it was like, oh, you know, I was like number two and whatever. You know, like,
anyway, it's big like, box.
Yeah, big old box now. Let's talk about
big box.
Yeah, it's just where the focus is now. So it's like, it changed from athlete to try to be deer hunter.
To beer drinker.
Yeah.
Hunter athlete.
Yeah.
You're a hunting athlete.
Yes.
There you go, Dad. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for coming on. I hadn't met you until yesterday.
Yeah. So, appreciate it.
Absolutely. I didn't realize you were staying in the cabin with us. We're like, we talked.
We did. I mean, we had a little discussion, so we let him in. I guess he's all right. We'll let him stay with us.
He's from Pennsylvania.
We took a boat. He leaves from PA.
Can't be that bad.
PA.
Right?
Go PA guys.
That's the big old box. Yeah. That's the password to get into the cabin. Box.
Yeah.
BAX. Box. No, we love talking to you guys. Like I told you, Lane, like you're a creator. You're putting stuff on YouTube. Anytime I get the idea, I like the chance to pushed Lane. You heard me do it this weekend. Like, I think Lane's one of the best.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks, buddy. I mean, I just killed deer. That's it. Not really a big one.
He's passionate about what he does.
Like,
it's cool
to watch, man. You're like, you're always so relaxed. Like, I love watching it. I know if I was a 16-year-old kid wanting to get into it, yeah, that's the dude I want to watch. Going out and living the dream, just enjoying it. Like, you've been doing the freaking big buck slaying forever.
Yeah.
20, 30 years. Big buck killer.
But it's cool to see. Like I was telling Lane and the other guys, like, you know, I've shot some deer, and you know, at my age, 43, I like seeing guys like Lane or like Jake Bush and Bo Martonic and these guys, and Jake Belinda. First time I met him, but their passion is like, it's cool to be around. It brings it back out of me, you know, because I've done it. But seeing these guys and just taking a hike when I'm in the woods or something, like, oh, they're like fired up. It's like, and I was like, you know, and I'm kind of a little older, more leveled out, you know, but it brings it like, oh, cool. These are like, this is me, you know, good dudes. So.
It's your group, and like, you wish that you had this when you were his age, right? Like, I wish I had this crew, you know?
I had some guys that were hunting but weren't serious like these guys, but now that like social media is like, I can meet guys that were like me, you know, but I had some buddies that hunted, and it was like weekend warrior, or just, you know, they were kind of hard hunters, but then you get to reach out to people who are just like obsessed and like dumb about it, you know, so that's cool to be around guys, you know, even they're younger. I think it's like, that's cool, you know, like, so
I love talking to kids that are like you, Lane. I watch a fair amount of YouTube. Just like seeing if I can find people who I think will make it, you know what I mean? Like seeing if I can find that somebody that they're gonna stick, and I know they're gonna stick because you can weed through all kinds of just junk on YouTube. You know, somebody who doesn't know how to edit, doesn't have an eye for it, but they thought their buddies were gonna be the next KHP. Like, power to you. Like, it's cool. I think it's cool that we have a culture where you can do that. But I see people like you, Lane, and then that guy. Hunting Junkie.
Oh, I don't know who he is.
He's doing stuff with Latitude.
Oh, yeah.
I think he might work for Latitude. I had no idea he worked for Latitude. I started watching his YouTube stuff. I'm like, this guy's going to stick.
Yeah.
He's going to do a great job. And I think, honestly, when I meet those kind of people, I like to push y'all. Like, when I meet somebody like you, there's so few of you out there, Lane. Like, there's a lot of you out there. Right. I don't mean that as like a dig. There's a lot of guys like you who are killing big deer.
Yeah.
And nobody knows them. Like, there's a lot of those people. Nobody knows. Yeah, I found out about you through Bo. You know, you and him hunted together. Man, that seems like he knows what he's...
Yeah.
But there's people like you nobody's ever going to even know.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're like, killing deer every year.
Like Lane talks, or even you said, I think, about doing videos. I'm just like... I'm so laser focused on being in the woods and following deer, and you know, if I get any free time, it's to be in the woods. Like, I don't even think about like a film or camera and stuff like that. I said I'd probably lose it anyway because I'm just so like, I'm just like, I told a story about the binoculars earlier. I went up the hill and I had a pair of binoculars in Oak Ridge. I wanted to check, you know, this is how I am. So like, I'm hustling up the hill and I'm like, oh, I gotta piss. So I stopped and like threw my binoculars down. And I'm like pissing and kind of like walking, like looking up the hill with the oaks. I'm like, man, I'm gonna get up receivers and the acorns. And then I just keep walking. And then I get up on a ridge and I look around and I'm like, man, there's no oaks here. And I turn around and kind of head back down. I'm like, I wonder, you know, I'm always looking for see if people are in there hunting like trash or stand. And then I turn around, come back down the hill. I see a pair of binoculars later. I'm like, oh, someone's in here. They lost their binoculars. So yeah, I'm like, oh my God, they're mine. But I get so like into the moment of following a deer and scouting, e-scouting, and just putting boots on the ground. And then it's like, I can't even handle carrying binoculars with me. Imagine trying to have a camera, you know?
You become absorbed in it.
Yeah, I do. So
the thing I like about you and your type of people is y'all never were doing any of it for the notoriety. Like, I think me and Lane and you, Jake, like, we have, when we shoot a deer, like, we're jacked up because it's going to, first off, it's fun. We enjoy it in a pure way. Yeah. But also, we know how much, if we shoot a big buck, we know, like, it's about to launch this platform.
It's a helper.
We like doing, we like making cool stuff.
Yeah.
And if you don't get a lot of views, then it doesn't feel as good, you know? Like you want people to see it, like, it's cool. But guys like you, you never were doing that in the first place. You just kind of happened to cross paths with a guy who did, and now people know who you are.
Yeah, right? It takes off from there. It's like, I don't know if maybe that's not what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit in the future, but it's cool. It's all good to, you know, what extent you do it to, you know?
There's got to be space in the space for multiple types.
Yeah, and I think like you said, the guys that might make it like Lane are just, they're doing their own thing. And if you're so passionate about that, or even like Bo, if you believe you're going to make it, at some point, you know, and like you, Parker, like you're doing, you just fucking keep firing on it and go, you know. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take off. Believe it.
What I liked what you said is like, you're supporting other people. You're not putting them down. You're supporting one another.
Somebody that's good, that
needs to be more in this.
They
industry.
Need to have some. They need to have a platform. I'll use my platform. It's not huge, you know. It's not like I'm, you know, it's not like I'm meat eater or anything like that. Like they're big. This big, huge, freaking platform. Mine's not that big, but I'm going to use any amount that I have of influence to tell people like you should. It's like if Lane just like has a jam up season and their channel grows and he surpasses what I'm doing with Southern Ground and he surpasses what everybody else is doing, you know what? Lane's gonna remember me.
Yeah, and he's
gonna
scratch, he's
gonna take me on for the ride.
But he's gonna then probably scratch your back like you scratched his.
Exactly. I mean,
and it's gonna carry.
And it should be that way. Like it should happen. And I just like them. Like I like the guys. I like you. I like people like you who are doing good stuff. And maybe the right person hasn't watched your video before.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what I can to get the right person to watch it. You know what I mean?
Because
I think it's valued.
Lane's helping me out. I mean, I can edit, but I'm not fast enough at it. And I'm like,
hey guys, as most of you know, censorship for hunters and anglers is completely out of control. So we've partnered with the social media platform Go Wild to combat the mainstream social media censorship. Go Wild was built by outdoorsmen and women just like you. Go Wild is a free social community. Not only are your photos not censored, they're actually encouraged on Go Wild. They give you points for things like sharing your trophies, gear reviews, and inviting other friends. As you earn points, you unlock awesome rewards too, like gift cards, free stuff like knives, huge discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex, and so much more. And if you create a free account, you can unlock $10 just for trying it out. Visit gowild.com to get started. 6-Day Grind Coffee Co. is made for people like you, the ones out there grinding to reach your goals every single day. Whether it's 3 a.m. wake-up calls to get into the woods or just getting through your workday, a good cup of high-quality coffee to start your day is imperative. When you buy from 6-Day Grind, you not only get a great bag of premium roasted coffee, you also have the opportunity to support conservation through their Coffee for Your Paws program, where 10% of your purchase goes to the conservation organization of your choice. Check out 6daygrindcoffeeco.com today. That's the word 6, followed by daygrindcoffeeco.com.
So tell us what you do, Jake. Since this is your... Nobody really probably... I'm sure some people listen and know who you are, but tell us about what you're
just
doing.
This year is going to be like kind of like my first bigger year, so to speak. I'm going, you know, more platforms, you know, getting on YouTube, producing video content now. Mm-hmm. For years I've been videoing, but I haven't put out the video because I've been kind of waiting to put together really more higher grade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then make it fit, kind of like see if it actually, I wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And grow at the same time, just organically. And that's where my background and Lane's background used to film for the Untamed back in the day.
Yeah, both you guys were on internship, right?
Yeah.
For the Untamed.
Yep.
And that's kind of where we got the contacts. And from there, we just...
Is that where you learned to edit?
No.
Did you learn to edit there?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like so you kind of done. Yeah, I just basically learned how to film.
Well, we learned the day in, day out grind, like what you need to make a solid platform.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were solid at the time. They're still solid.
Yeah.
Growing, you know. But it taught us, like, the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had no idea. Like, a lot of people have no idea the actual business side of what goes into it. And that's, I still don't. but I learn every day about it, and he's going to help me out with, you know, the editing side, so I can continue, like, learning instead of slowing it down. He's going to help me.
From what these guys say, you've kind of built, like, a reputation for yourself as a deer hunter.
Yeah.
Like, you've kind of... I love it when guys like you start... Because you didn't just, like, come out there and immediately be like, I know how to tell you how to kill big deer and not ever prove anything. Like,
yeah. I just let, like, what I've done do the talking. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we all from Pennsylvania, like, shooting 130-inch deer is not easy. I don't think it's easy anywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But to do it consistently, I mean, it kind of just speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta let it.
There's some luck involved, obviously. I mean,
and all of it, but there's the consistency is what.
Yeah,
it's the skill, you know, and the drive.
Yeah, skill means opportunity,
the passion, and just the, you know.
Hope, yeah, I mean, there could be luck involved. I don't really believe in it. I feel like if you put enough time and something good is gonna happen, you know, might look at it.
You
as
trust
luck,
your instincts but, on your hunting capabilities and.
I call it probability. Like if you're out there,
you're right. You have some chance is going
to
come along.
You have some chance for something to be done.
Every squirrel finds a nut, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it like, yeah, like I put enough time out here.
And when it happens, you'll learn some stuff that you didn't know, and you'll grab. I mean, I looked into a ton of deer at first, you know. I know I did.
I like stacking odds, so your limit, basically hunting, the more advanced you get, and you're just taking things that aren't going to help you and getting away from it.
Uh-huh.
So you just stack odds in your favor.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that just makes you kind of a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like, I mean, with what we're talking about, something you don't have to worry about, whenever you add the filming aspect to things.
It's just another ball game, man.
It crushes you. Guys like you, I'm like, man, maybe you shouldn't probably film. You know what I mean? Like, you've learned how to do the system of what you've got going.
It's like adding a whole other element. I'll be like, this is just getting in my road. Uh-huh. It's just unnatural.
See the bucks that I pass, just because I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'm not going to just go halfway. I'm going to go all out. Like, I passed 115-inch deer last year because... too dark for my camera, and my bow is halfway up the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't get them on film. I passed them. The one I posted not long ago, I mean, I couldn't get them in frame. I'm scrambling because I don't know how to use a tree arm in the beginning. Like, dude, it's just a mess. That's why.
So all you guys are pretty proficient killers. We're all hanging out at Expo. We're at the Mobile Hunters Expo.
Fun time.
Really cool. Thing like, I think this expo will probably blow up.
Oh yeah,
I really do. It was well put together, Chris and their team.
The right people too, like
fueled by outdoors. They just like crushed it, crushed the whole thing. And what was that going to be on TikTok or Instagram?
I didn't have TikTok.
Playing a boomer.
Yeah, it's something pretty cool, I think. That's the first time I've been to something like this.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts? Like, are you on geary stuff?
Me? No, I can't even carry binoculars in the woods, man. I got a bow, a few arrows. It might be Lane's, whoever I'm hunting with, Bill's. No. But I was looking with Lane at the saddles. He's like, going to try one. I was like, no.
I was trying to convince Johnny
bad. It's too close to the season. I can't take that on. It'll be ropes and saddles and shit all over the woods.
Yeah.
I'll get there and I'll be like, sitting at the base of a tree.
Like, at your point, how old are you?
43.
At your point, you're like, I mean, you're not like...
It is hard to teach an old dog new tricks, but I think next summer, and you just stick with it, like the one guy here, saddle guy, he's talking, he's saying, I give it a few times. Like, you can't just, like, try it. Like, nope, throw it away. So, maybe next year in the summer.
Yeah,
try it some time, and, you know, I'm sure there's definitely advantage of it, but... I've been using like a lone wolf climber stand for like 15 years.
Which one, the hang climber?
It's like this, I don't even know.
It's
got a little square seat on it.
Bitty,
the seat's like that. Yeah. And the platform's like narrow back at the tree and it comes out, weighs about.
It's a pretty great climber for lightweight.
And I mean, well, I use it now when if I go out west or something, like trees I know are going to be irregular, but like in a big woods of PA and even here in Ohio where I hunt, it's like, there's like, straight trees, and I got efficient with them. And and so, yeah, maybe next year I'll try something different. So,
how are you guys? Y'all are younger.
Yeah.
How are y'all with like the geary stuff? Y'all are so.
I just like saddles, man.
Yeah, you like all the different saddles?
Yeah, man. They were cool. I definitely have my favorites. You know what I mean? Sure. But like, yeah.
What's your favorite one here?
Dry rad one.
Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
I always mess it up, dude. It's like the name. It's like the mushroom, but like it's like. Let me think about this real quick.
Dryad.
Yeah. Dryad. Whatever. But no, it's nice, dude.
I've never seen one in person until today. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I knew you used one.
Yeah.
I think it's cool to see all the innovation stuff and like.
I didn't know that there was like that many.
Yeah. There's so many new controllers.
I had no idea.
There's a bunch of them out here.
Yeah. Like what, Tethered? Who else?
Tethered's not here. A lot. Some of the smaller brands, there's like H2, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Arrow Hunter.
Arrow Hunter.
Yeah, they weren't there. Who else? There's a couple others.
There's one in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
That's not here. There's a few of them. I didn't know about a lot of these because I left a lot of the saddle hunting Facebook groups and stuff, so I'm pretty out of the loop. I don't really pay attention to it, but there's a lot.
When I first started saddle hunting, like, I was just like, okay, it's minimalist. I don't know what tree I'm even going to get in. I'm just like, I'm hunting. Like, you were probably the same way, John, is you're hunting a buck. He's on this point. I don't know exactly what tree until I get in there, so see, make sure the wind's right.
You're right.
Make sure
everything's mobile.
Right. Yeah, you gotta like.
It's been gotta be ready for a while.
To be like, oh, it's supposed to be coming out of the west. It's actually coming from like more north. Yeah. So you gotta adjust.
I was hunting maybe a few years ago in Iowa, in this bomb spot, and I could have brought a lock on, but I end up taking my climber, and a lot of them oaks out there are just gnarly. You can't get a climber in there. There was one hickory tree. Listen, and it was dead about 20 feet in the air. It was probably about 18, 20 inch diameter. It was in a perfect spot. I only went up 10 feet because it was shaking, you know what I mean? But it was like broken half, like 20 feet. I'm like, but this is the best spot, man. It's like right. This is like right where I need to be.
Yeah.
So that was pretty crazy. It's probably like I took a picture. The next time I go, it'll probably be down on the ground. You couldn't move a lot because it shook a lot. So I just went up like 10, 12 feet.
Right.
You know, but them saddles, I could see like in different places, like even Jake said, just being mobile and going. So there are like definitely spots that you could use the saddle where I can't put my climber and shit.
Yeah.
So
getting in, the biggest for me, I mean, is getting in like pines. Like, I'm one of those guys that I like hunting bottoms. A lot of guys don't like hunting bottoms. I do. And if you get into a bottom correctly and get in some pine or hemlock thicket and you're next to a creek and your thermal's going to pull down, I love getting in them.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with anything besides a saddle.
How big are y'all's pines out there?
Yeah, I mean,
like, pretty big.
Are they kind of gnarly or are they long, tall, straight?
No,
they're limmy.
Our pines are like tall, straight, like perfect climber trees.
In my head, I'm picturing the big, nasty hemlock.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of limbs.
A lot of limbs. Like, you, and there's like an opening up there. Like,
Is it kind of like cedar thickets?
No. Hemlocks, no. They're kind of like not a soft needle pine, but like.
Yeah, they're evergreen.
Yeah.
We have some hemlock, but ours are like. It seems like y'all's deer hang out a lot more around hemlocks than ours do, because it's cooler. But y'all's is more.
It's a safety.
A little thicker.
It's always a. It's around a safety thing. Like there's usually hemlocks are near. You know, there's probably some thicker cover nearby, and then they use those for either thermal cover or it's open to quick escape.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's one or the other.
Covers, I think, thermal.
Yeah.
Temperature, man.
Horizontal, vertical.
Bottom.
Yeah. It's dark, too. And it's,
I know the one day I went and checked the camera, I went and checked it before daylight. It was like 15, 20 degrees, dead calm. I think there was a snow on the ground or whatever, but I wanted to go through this gated road and check a camera. So I just used my headlamp, and I'm going up through, and I look over, and there's these three doe laying under like this single hemlock or like one or two hemlocks, like right under them. And so on my way back, I just went over and checked their beds because they ran. And I could actually feel like no wind, dead calm, heavy frost or cold like that. I could feel like it's like a blanket over them. They could sense that little bit of difference being under that hemlock compared to being out in the open, man.
Well, that's pretty crazy. Those soft needles over years and years makes like a soft bed underneath them, too, where it's just, it's soft dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a
But the feeling from the sky was like, I was like, it's actually a hair warmer under this. So they could sense that every little... Every advantage
they live in the woods year round. They know those little details.
But stuff like that, it's like, you know, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Like the difference in what you guys get and what we have is like there are subtle differences, you know, but like they're minimal. We really have a lot of the same hunting tactics a lot of the time, like PA guys with Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's just maybe there might be a little bit different terminology and things like if we have a bunch of pines and hardwoods. You have a bunch of pines and hardwoods, but they're a little bit different, you know. Mm-hmm. You got a few hemlocks. They're different a little bit, you know. So I got to watch some of Bo Martonic's videos. It'll be like, we got this clear cut here. And I'm like, that's not a dang clear cut. You know, like for an Alabama guy, we're like,
it's like a more open.
Yeah, like you're on an airport landing strip, you know, compared to what our clear cuts look like. Our clear cuts are like, nasty, just, you know, you're not walking through it, it's briars, it's just rough. That's what our clear cuts are like.
Wow.
And he'll show like, I'm walking in the middle of this clear cut, and I'm like, man,
yeah, ain't gonna happen.
It's doing that out here. Not on a lot of them.
They love fresh tops, man.
Yeah, love absolutely. But yeah, I think it's cool coming to these type of events, talking to guys like y'all and hanging out with you. Like, I talk to everyone except you, and we've never met in person.
No, yeah, me and you never met.
Me and Johnny I've never met.
Yeah.
Any of them in person.
Yeah, that was the first time I met Johnny, too. He was like, just come to my camp, man. Just
Me too. You're going to be awesome. And then Johnny's like, hey, you can come to my camp.
Okay. Yeah, like a week before the thing, and I'm thinking, where's it at in Ohio? As I told Bill, I come for Spartan Forge, and Winchester, I'm like, oh, near people. I was, oh, okay. My camp's 30 minutes away. Cool. I got a place to crash for free. And I didn't even think about it till like
it was like what day before.
Yeah, they were like, you guys can stay with me. I don't care. You know.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
But like normal like hunters, like I didn't even think about like like you guys like I didn't even think about. I'll figure it out when we'll crash wherever. I'll sleep in my car. You know.
Oh, I was gonna go.
I was gonna sleep in my van, dude.
I was gonna go to a hotel.
I brought a hammock.
I hit Lane up. I was like, hey, bro, let me just like give you a logo pitch about White Hawk Creative. Be like, hey, let me do your next logo. That way, White Hawk will just pay for your room and I can write it off.
Yeah.
A business trip. And we were going to get a hotel.
Yeah.
We didn't
have to. Yeah, it was cool. It worked out.
Yeah, there's not even hardly any hotels around here. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty slim pickings.
I think that's the one thing that they need to change.
What, the best budget motel or whatever?
I think
for future, though, like next year, the location might change just because if it grows the way that it looks like it's going to.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Chris. He said you're going to have, what, like three shows? One in PA, I think one in Iowa, and then one down south or something like that.
That'd be cool. I mean, there's a lot of people from down south here.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that wanted to come, and they're like, that's just six and a half, 7.
Well, a lot of the people that Chris said was from out of state. He was happy to see a lot of people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool.
It's been a really good show, and they have done it well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to keep growing, probably. The bigger the show gets, and the more of them they do, right, the more people are going to respond to it. Because there's a need. People want to see this stuff in person.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come.
Yeah.
They'll come to these type of events because most of it's just direct to consumer. Mm-hmm. They can't buy it at the store.
Yeah.
And they want to try it before they buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a cool idea. Tether did it with the teaching trains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do teaching trains through the country all summer long. And dude, people show up out of the woodwork. This is great because you have every brand. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, true. Try them all.
Try them all.
That's it. Like, I mean, just see what their material is made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Just see new stuff. Meet the guys.
This crew loves hanging out. That is what is true. Like, most of us don't have, a hunting buddy because nobody's really hunting like us.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I was saying earlier.
That's why I love solo so much because Most of the people who I would hunt with, I met them online, you know.
You're right. That's what I, I said earlier is like I do most of that myself. I've done this, like what guys are doing. I've been for 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And then it's nice to see guys that are similar interest, you know. Like, yeah, and it's cool to get to places like this because you just can talk.
Like any one of you guys, if y'all came down and hunted with me, I'd like we'd go freaking go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To good spots. Like I wouldn't have any problem taking a lot of people, you know, that I've met through this. Yeah. At home, you know, like there's not a lot of people that I'm like just dying to take.
Dude, I took Lane. Like, he came up for turkey season after we talked for, like, only a couple weeks. Yeah. I was like, come on up. And then when we were walking turkey hunting, I'm like, I shot that big buck, like, right there. Like, we were right.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is where I deer hunt. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, man. Come on up.
And it's not, I mean, I don't care. I try to make sure people understand. So, like, anybody listening to this that I know personally that lives in my hometown, they're not going to have their feelings hurt, I don't imagine. Because, like, I make it pretty well known. Like, I don't really like to hunt with other people. Mm-hmm. Just because of the way I hunt, like you have to have the right gear and you have to have everything has to be right. Otherwise, I'm just going to be taking care of you the whole time. So I don't just love hunting with other people that aren't prepared.
Yeah.
So I don't take a lot of people hunting.
Yeah, like, that's the truth.
I just don't.
I mean, it's like you're in a situation like this. There's people you meet around, you know, throughout these events and stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, we could let's hunt together.
Yeah,
it'll work.
You don't have to worry.
Yeah,
it's just like, hey. You hunt this one?
And a lot, what I like about a lot of the guys that they're so passionate about hunting their own way in their own place, you don't need to go, like, piggyback off of something. It's like a lot of the other guys you meet, here, look, and they show you on your map where they're hunting because you're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, there's, like, a lot of respect to where, like, these guys are doing the same thing as you. And, like, even, like, with me, I invite guys, Parker and Lane, I said, Jake, I said, come up to my place anytime. I'm like, I don't care, you know, and because you guys are similar to me. You're doing your own thing. You're going on your own, doing it. You do it DIY yourself, and that's what your passion is. And it's like, yeah, here's where I'm hunting. Here's where I'm going this year. And, oh, where are you going? I'm going to that zone. Oh, yeah, cool. Where are you going to hunt here? And it's like, you could, it's like,
I'd give you pins.
Yeah, and like back in the day, it was like, it was like top secret, like, you didn't tell people.
I don't tell people.
But I think most of the people you wouldn't tell are the people that are like wanting to piggyback off you. But like the people you meet here is like, oh, good for you. Go get them. There's a lot of guys I share pins with and tell them, if you go down there, check this out. If you go here, check this out.
Well, like, you know what I mean? The reason I keep things hush hush back in my hometown is because you'll get these local guys, if you tell one wrong person, they won't just be themselves.
Right.
They'll go get their whole camp. Yeah.
And
tell 25 other guys, and now you got a whole crew going in, being like, "Oh, I know he was after this buck in this area." Yeah. They don't care. They're gonna drive it out, shoot everything in sight, and then be like,
"Sorry,
how about that, man? Where's your big buck now?"
Yeah,
it's like, I got another one I'm gonna chase.
Yeah,
you ever ruined spot one of 17?
I hate snakes, dude. Look at that, You gotta watch that around my house too. You know what I mean? Like, you post any buck picture, everyone's like, "Oh, where's that? Where's that?"
You have a little more fragile of a.
Yeah, dude, mine. Oh yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, I gotta keep it on the hush.
Yeah. You don't have the space to kind of vent. Like, if something gets burned, you're like, then. I don't have too many more of those.
Yep.
Lane, you're kind of self-taught, right?
Oh yeah, 100%, dude. Yeah, dude. No one in my family hunted at all. Like, my buddy Alex got me into it, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so good at it too, man. Like, this is an impressive dude.
No, I mean, dude, I ain't shooting giants though. You know what I mean? I'm just shooting like just that, number of deer though. But like,
that to me doesn't matter. It's the fact that you literally grab a kayak that is beat up from years of use and just be like, it rained yesterday. It's like a half flood stage. I'm still gonna paddle across this river with my bow and all my stuff and go. I was like, I don't care.
You're so relatable for people.
You think?
And like, so I honestly believe this is why THP did so well. Somebody dragging something. I hear like a noise.
Is that a dead body or something?
I don't see anything.
Dead deer.
It went away. Anyway. I think THP did this because like a lot of guys like my age, 30-ish, Johnny, a lot of your age, like they're eating that stuff up because they wish at this point in their life that they would have done what you're doing before you were married, don't have a whole lot of responsibilities, don't really have a lot of possessions, right?
Like, hell no, dude, I ain't got nothing, dude.
This is a very nice van, dude.
Hey, bud.
That's sweet.
Hey, bud.
Freaking Dodge Grand Caravan.
That's what I was like.
Is that your everyday driver?
Hell
like,
yeah.
All the time?
Dude, you should have seen it last week when I met him.
Oh, dude, I showed up with like a half bald tire.
Yeah, slicks on there. I'm like, dude.
Dude, that was a straight track van.
I think I'm going to go to drive out to Kansas when we're going out there. And I'm like, you ain't driving that thing to Kansas. You won't make it.
Oh, dude, she'll hit me there, dude.
Yeah, but not in the slicks.
I changed oil in her. She's good, bud.
My best friend in high school, we went on our senior trip down to Galveston to the beach in Texas, and he had a Dodge Caravan like that. Purple.
Oh, yeah.
He called it Tanya Perp.
Tanya Perp.
And for our senior trip, me and him and one other guy went out in his Dodge Caravan down to the beach and lived in that van. We took out the seats and put a mattress back there.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
And we all just, like, we would just open up those sliding doors.
Yeah, bend it a little bit.
Put it on the beach, on Beach Ball Drive, let that breeze hit us. We sleep for a little bit, get up, and do whatever we wanted. It was like,
dude, I love that
carefree
thing.
Not a worry in the world.
Oh, man.
Dude, that thing's the best to sleep out of. Dude, I ain't got to fold down the back seats, dude. Like,
when I saw you pull out in that van this morning, I was like, no way.
Windows all. I love it.
He is the guy, man.
I can relate because I back, I don't know, 10 years ago or 12, I had a Jeep, just a regular Cherokee. And that was the only vehicle I had. And, I mean, I didn't have no money, and I would just go hunt. I remember... I had an Iowa tag that year, and I remember I didn't have no money, but I shot a deer, made jerky out of it. And I just threw that, me and my dog in a sleeping bag, and just lived out of my Jeep. And I remember I couldn't wait, like, the first frost at home hit, and I just jumped in a Jeep, and I started driving to Iowa. And literally, my starter wasn't even working correctly. And I'm like, I got to get a start. No, I got to get to Iowa. I got to go. You know, I remember parking one night on a back road somewhere, and I come out, and my starter was gone. You know, but like, any normal person would have got their starter fixed. You know, but I had to just get to Iowa. I'm like, every once in a while, work. You have to keep hitting the key, and it goes tick 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 tick. And I had to, I had wedged something in the key to make it turn on. I go in there and beat on the starter, and I got it running. I'm like, people are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I got to hunt. You know, I got time to fix my starter. You know,
do y'all get the must be nice text messages during deer season?
Yeah,
like, oh man, must be nice. I got work.
Do you want to know more about saddle hunting? Well, you can go to tetherednation.com for all your saddle hunting needs. Tethered is for saddle hunters, by saddle hunters, and they're redefining ultralight hunting. If you know me, you know that I love to have a system for all of my hunting equipment, where everything works together, and we preach about it a lot on this podcast. When you buy from Tethered, you can rest easy knowing that all your gear is designed to work together as a system. Saddles, platforms, ropes, climbing sticks, and a ton of other great gear just for saddle hunting can be found by visiting tetherednation.com today. That's tetherednation.com. Check them out.
I look at all three of y'all, and y'all are like me in that we built our lives around.
You're right.
100%. Around this.
Like, yeah, that's your passion.
It was our passion. I built, like, even when I was working in the church, I had an added advantage. Because I had a pretty flexible schedule. Like, I can come and go as I please. You know, during deer season, I kind of, you know, dip out for a little bit in the morning. I mean, what can happen before 11 o'clock in the morning? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Drink coffee, take a dump, you know. Like, that's it. I can do that. I can do all that stuff in a tree. During deer season, I do it. Then it got to be where it was, like, too much. And it was, I'm not going to say it was getting in the way. Like, it just, the overall theme of my life meant it was pointing to getting away. So there was a lot of reasons for stopping with full-time church work. But, man, I'll be honest, like, my freedom that I have during deer season, my only boss is my wife. That's it. I don't have to get vacation. You know what this is like. Like, mm-hmm. I started a business so I could deer hunt.
That's it, yep.
You know, and people are like, oh, it must be nice. I'm like, yeah, it is nice because this is what I love, but... Y'all didn't see me just get home at like 10 o'clock. I'm freaking tired. I've been hunting all day, and I've got to make a design.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. I've got to design somebody's logo because it's due tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, I can work when I want, but you, like, they don't see your starter. You're like, you don't even have a dependable vehicle because you've, like, I have money to go get my truck fixed whenever something happens on it, but if it's deer season,
Yeah,
it can wait. I ain't got time. Yeah, I ain't got time to get my shark fixed. Yeah, I've got to drive to freaking Missouri.
Mm-hmm. You know, going off that, like, I think it's really relatable. Like you said, is because, I mean, the persona right now I see also on the other hand on social media is like you need the best of the best. You need the new truck with the new this and the new that. You need this new gadget to do it. And realistically, hunting was for a lot of me, was a substance thing. Like you were saying, you made jerky out of it. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a food source. And like, mm-hmm. not only you enjoyed it and loved it, but it was like another thing on top of it. You didn't need the newest of new. You got by with what you had.
Yeah, what you had, because you're just like, that's kind of how Lane is like. So yeah, just like, I just got to go. He's like, and don't mind my van. I was like, oh, I get relate. This is so me.
I love your van.
Yeah, I get so embarrassed by the thing. Like, I rolled in, I was like, I'm trying to hide. I was like, I hope Johnny won't judge me for this, dude. Like, I feel like he's going to think I'm
Yeah, but I know, if you would have seen my Jeep Cherokee 12 years ago, you were like, oh, okay, yeah, I could see.
Yeah.
You're the same. Dude,
I get it, man. Yeah. I wish I would have done what you did. I'm glad I didn't, because I like what my life looks like now. Yeah. I can hunt now a lot. But you're like, I think that's why people like it. I think that's why I like you so much, is because I'm like, we're boys, like I'm your buddy. Yeah. I can call you anytime, we're friends, you know? But I get to see you like really do it and really do it the right way. You're not trying to like
be somebody else.
Yeah, you're not trying to be somebody. You're just like, man, I ain't got much, but I'm gonna go freaking deer hunt. Yeah. You know? I think it's so cool. And all you guys have formed your lives around it.
If I didn't switch to iPhone, I used to have Galaxy, whatever. I used to have a 91 Nissan Sentra, little 5-speed, little banger that I would drive around. That's why I drove to college in, and then college was coming and playing ball, and I was like, I gotta get to the woods. It's a front wheel drive with snow on the ground. I'm trying to make it up this mountain road.
So you got hurt, right?
Yeah.
You got hurt.
Yep.
In the, like, you're probably gonna do well, and it got hurt. Did you have the opportunity to get better and go back to it, and you chose hunting over that?
Yes. Like, yeah. Long story short, I mean, you're like, I could get back. People are telling you could get back. You can get back and do it. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. I'm like, you know what? I was hunting, and I was, like, enjoying it, and I just kind of half forgot about sports and training and the world that revolved around, because I kind of... Mm-hmm. The whole persona is like, when you're in the woods, you don't care about anything else. Like, literally nothing else matters at that moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're so center focused. Yeah. Like, even though, like, I was like, last month, I was getting a paycheck to throw a baseball. Now I don't care about anything else. It's like, this is what's in front of me right now, mm-hmm. and that's all I cared about. So I kind of, it's like, this is kind of more fun at the time. And then I was like, whatever.
I love you. Like, y'all are my crew. Like, y'all are my kind of guys that I tend to get along with really well. Cause I'm like, man, I get it. Like, you deserve everything else. Just about. Like, I got married young, so I had to kind of make it work around marriage. But like. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? You were like, I mean...
Five years.
If I was being on, then this is probably something special. You know? Don't change nothing.
Yeah. 5 years with someone who hunts like we do, then you better hold on there.
Yeah.
After three, they're like, it's getting old. What are you going to out?
Try them out for another two. I told you what it was going to be like. You just had that, right? You started dating somebody.
Oh, yeah. She's cool, though. We haven't made it through September yet. Yeah. So we'll see. But
he's cool.
I'm going to call that one an extended warranty plan.
Yeah. You told her everything.
I told her I was trolling straight up. I was like, listen, September, I will not be there. I was like, October, probably be working a little bit. We'll be hunting a little bit. But I was like, November, I won't be there. But December, I'll probably be around a little bit till dry season comes. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like,
me and Lane, we're going. I mean, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Kill two bulls, baby.
Two big bulls.
Yeah, y'all got elk coming up soon.
That'd be sweet, man. I can't wait.
When do you get in the woods, Johnny?
You know what? The last few years with my excavation business, October is my busy month, and I was working my ass off just to get November, and then I do get time because where I live in PA, it gets cold and shitty, snow, rain, so excavation kind of I mean, you can work, but I mean, you're 20% down, like down because of the the weather and the cold. But
Did you choose that business because of this?
Oh yeah, I mean that's what I grew up doing.
It's awesome, man.
I grew up doing it, and so I used to. My dad had an excavation business. I didn't get along with him, but when I left, the guy I went to work for, I said, I need off from October to January. Like, I'll make you all kind of money in the summer, but I can't work. Like, I can't do it. My mind can't do it, you know? So now I have my own business for 8 years, and it's a lot more stress, but I still get my time, you know, and it's, but I don't get to early season, hunt, right. You know, and it's like the rut. And then that's why I always done good on late season, because it's like, snow's falling, and then
right.
I don't have late season grinder.
I mean, yeah.
I'm pretty much.
Yeah, like, he'll do great.
I mean, I like after talking to Jake, I'd like to, like, I'm trying to like just level out with my business. I grew it to a certain degree, my excavation business, just kind of level out. And I'd like to get in the woods more in October because it's been many years since.
Yeah, Jake Bush make you want to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, this. I'm going digging ditches.
Say
like,
legit. I'm a big Jake Bush fan.
A lot of people don't know that. I mean, Lane does, but when I got done playing, I mean, I went and worked construction, physical labor, roofing, hard stuff, but a lot of money fast, so I could just make what you could in a year instead of using my degree. Where sciences, I was like, you have a full time, you're stuck.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm gonna go work for like six, eight months, just slave it away, pocket everything, and then once literally like September, like 15th would hit, or if it was earlier, if I was going out west, I literally would be like, hey guys, I won't be here Monday.
Right.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you could replace me tomorrow anyway, so it don't matter, I'm out.
And I think it was like my personality type. I just like, I'm all or nothing. So like, I do work in the summer a lot of hours, and I'm just going 110%. But when that frost hits, and it's like, I know I made the money, whether it was working for that guy. I knew I worked so hard, made him so much money that I could take the time off and come back in the spring or whenever he needed me. I was there. He's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But even with my business now, it's like, you know, and then when I get like that, I was like, I'm done. I can't do it. I don't care. Money isn't a thing then, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I know I made money to make me through. But there's even times like going in the spring, I had to dip into my line of credit just because I just extended that January. I'm like, I can't stop. But I can't do it.
That's a thing too, like a topic completely on its own. Like, it actually, Lane and I talk about, it doesn't actually cost as much as people think to hunt.
No, not when you get the public land stuff. Like, you're paying,
you grind
at the most, what, $500-$600 for a tag, and then public land's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, I've budgeted where, after the tags, like, and you don't have your bills, if you keep your living bills, you know, don't go extravagant, down to a minimum, $140 for a week long of hunting, because it's food and fuel, and
we did an episode with a guy named Casey from The Element last week, talking about this very thing. Like, people spend, for a good lease property in just about any state, $2,500, $3,000, $4,000. Texas, you're talking about $6,000 and $7,000.
Last year alone, I hunted from literally September through December. I did the kick, $4,856.
Yeah.
For 3.5 months.
3.5 months of hunting.
Four states.
You can kill some good deer.
Yeah.
You know, like in these states, you go hunt public, you can kill some good deer. And that's like one lease that's, you might get one opportunity at.
That's, it blows my mind.
140 or something like that. You know, I mean, like if you're getting up in that 7,000 range, you might kill 140 this year. I would rather kill like 5 110s in another state and get to go enjoy the heck out of that.
Those memories and stories you got.
It's so much more fun than going and sitting on a, you know, on a food plot and killing on 140.
It's like just, where we're sitting right now. I mean, it's big deer country.
I know.
And like, they're like, did you go looking for the big deer? I'm like, I really don't. I mean, I like seeing them, but I'm not going to hunt them, so I kind of don't really care all that much.
Yeah.
Again, I know that deer right there that's sitting in that bean field that's on that lease ground is like easy $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's a lot of money.
But I could hunt public and maybe hunt a week and have a good chance of a deer that big.
You could if you put your cards right.
Yeah.
If you do your homework.
And if you do it enough, you'll get efficient.
Yeah.
You will get efficient with it, and you can yearly go out and have a ball shooting good deer all over the country and spend $4,000 like what you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could spend $2,500 on tags throughout the country, like there's a bunch of $150 states out there. You could go out and enjoy the heck of it.
Yeah.
Out of it. Like in the South especially. In the South you get this cool thing where you can chase ruts around because we have different rut times. And so like you can chase ruts. You can go to Carolinas and get an early rut. You can go to Mississippi and Florida and get real late rut. You can go to Tennessee and have the regular November. And in Alabama, you could have your choice of what rut you want to hunt because they're all over the place. And you could do all of that for under $2,500.
Yeah, I think the most of my money comes from my trail cameras and batteries and God. So like because every year, like. Yeah, I'm not getting the expensive ones. I know, like, we talked about it, like, a bunch of the $40 ones, you know, and they do last for, it's like, I'd rather have 7 or 8 $40 ones than one or two good ones, but
100%.
I feel like every year I'm buying 3 or 4 because 3 or 4 die, and someone gets stolen, you know, the batteries and
batteries add up. Kind of, you don't really think about that, but NFT cards, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go out and put one trail camera out.
Oh, man.
You're going to spend $30.
At least.
Getting batteries and SD card.
Yeah. Some of those cell cams too, like those Tacticams take like 12 batteries.
I know. I got one Bushnell. It's 12. I'm like, what the F is this? Like, come on. And it weighs like 10 pounds. Like, you're just weighing me down.
Yeah.
12 batteries. This is like 1.5 cameras. Yeah. I got to put it all in one camera.
Oh, but by the year, you've spent $1,000 on
batteries and SD cards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the public name is so much cheaper.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not, bro. You just spent
a
grand for a camera.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Well, we got this film festival coming up here pretty quick here in about 15 minutes. So we'll wrap it up. Thanks, you guys, for chatting with us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us on, man.
Y'all are some of my favorites. Y'all are my crew cut from the same cloth.
Appreciate that, bud.
Yeah, absolutely. We need all hunt together at some point.
Sometime.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Cut the back of your shirt.
The old shirt tail. You don't hear that?
The old shirt tail one.
I don't think so. I talked to someone else from
really? Shirt tail.
Pulling out the shirt tail?
No, cutting it off.
Yeah, cutting it off.
Oh yeah, you heard that. Yeah. I forget who I talked to.
It's like when you miss a deer.
Yeah.
You just cut off your shirt tail.
The neighbors,
I don't understand it. I know what it is. Like I know that people do it.
The neighbors up at my camp, like they just sit there, they're older, but they just sit there and drink. They don't even buy a hunting license. But they're the first ones to cut your shirt tail off. It's like you dudes don't even go out in the woods. You miss one? Where's the shirt tail?
And these days, people are like, my shirt tail costs like $400. Yeah. You know? This Sitka Fanatic. Like, you can't cut the back out of this shirt.
Yeah, it'll avoid the warranty.
Yeah. I can't imagine that, but... Well, all right, we'll go around. Tell us where we can find all your stuff, content, and everything that you do.
So, it'll be on YouTube at The Void. It's actually my new platform. Yeah. That's gonna be.
I heard the bass drop just in my head. Whenever you drop that title.
And then
title.
Just TikTok and Instagram, Jake Belinda.
Jake flat. Belinda. How do you spell Belinda?
BELINDA.
BELINDA.
Yeah, right. You can find me on Instagram, the Johnny Stewart, of course. But it's about the only platform I'm on. You know.
You just know him because you killed deer.
I'm just a deer killer.
You don't even have to do all the crap we got.
Well,
do.
I mean. I think I don't know. Like I said, I'm just so laser focused on that. That's like another element that I could take me away from.
Yeah.
You guys just.
I understand, man. Trust me.
I come join you guys.
All right, come on.
You know, if I want to get on a video.
Heck, before you know it, you never know. I might be in a tree filming you to shoot one of them big ones.
Yeah.
Just take that burden off you.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, so. You want to say my name or?
Yeah, just say where everybody can find all. Yeah,
so say my name.
In the presence hunt on YouTube, which should pop right up. And yeah, we're on Instagram too, in the presence, and
I got. And online, bro.
Oh, yeah, on website. Yeah, Whitehall hooked us up, bro. Yeah. That website looks sick.
Speaking of it.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Oh yeah, you need a website?
I might.
Yeah, Parker's a man, dude.
I will help you out.
I'm just not fast at doing it.
Yeah.
Like I can do things by self-taught, but man, the efficiency.
You'll get her, dude.
Yeah, you got to be efficient on that kind of stuff, like to enjoy it and to actually make the money.
Yeah.
Count.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, dude. Check out In the Presence. It's a great one. I can't wait to watch your stuff too. I think it's gonna be good. Yeah, I figure if Lane's hanging out with you, then you're probably pretty good at what you do, and like he doesn't seem like a guy who wastes time.
I like the cinematics type of stuff a little more.
Yeah,
it's what I like. Yeah. It just, so I kind of dabble in it a little bit. I got some cool, some pretty cool stuff. Lane knows. In the works.
You just wait, dude. I'm telling you, just wait. You get deep into the season and you're like grinding, and you're like, you're like, man, I could do something really cool right here, but I'm gonna pull out the GoPro and I'm just gonna film with my GoPro.
I know all about it, bud.
I started filming, right? So one of my very first seasons of really getting into self-filming, maybe my second season, but I did the Tennessee Velvet, or the Kentucky early season hunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna put out a video every night. It's gonna be semi-live. Hushin was doing that semi-live stuff.
I remember that.
They'd be on the trip and producing a video on the current trip. So every night, I'd come home, drop footage from three guys. I'd come to that cabin, drop footage, edit it, throw it up on, upload it on YouTube, go to bed, wake up, hunt. Hunt all day, drop footage in the afternoon, hunt all evening.
Did you enjoy the hunt at all?
No. I will never do it again. But, like, I had this idea, like, this, and it was great, dude. Like, it got pretty good views.
Yeah.
And I just didn't enjoy it.
I see.
It honestly set a precedent for me that I still haven't gotten over.
If I'm going to do anything, like, semi-live, like, I'll do an Instagram story.
Yeah. But we didn't have that at the time either. Like, we didn't have that way to, like, keep people real-time
updated and involved
in the process. Now, dude, I almost enjoy posting that first Instagram story or that first reel or the first picture up on Instagram as much as I enjoy putting out the video. Because people are like, heck yeah, man, they're congratulating you. A few people are like, man, you shouldn't shut that book, you know, whatever, shut up, I don't care about you.
Yeah.
But I love to make the cinematic stuff. I do it for a living, right?
Like, those guys that tell you that they wouldn't shoot, like, why'd you shoot that? They probably wouldn't.
They would.
They're the guys that...
In that situation.
First thing that they would have been like, that was the only thing I seen.
Yeah.
Is I not going to shoot it?
But yeah, man. Yeah. Y'all do great stuff. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast. And as always, a big shout out to all of our partners. That's Go Wild, Tethered, Spartan Forge, and 6 Day Grind Coffee Company. You can keep up with Southern Ground Hunting by following us on Facebook or Instagram, or subscribing to the YouTube channel. And you can be sure to check us out at southerngroundhunting.com to pick up some of our merch, read some blog articles, and all that good stuff. I truly hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and we'll see you here again next week. Remember that God gave you dominion over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and the beasts of the earth. So go out and exercise that dominion. We will talk to you next week.